I've been away for 2 years and a bit. I'm still seeing what these niggas too scared to admit. Somebody asked me why I don't live in Newham anymore. I just had to move here, the view there was a myth. I'm just looking at my circle like, if I died now, could I really put my money on who's there for my kids? My jigger, I thought you was a stand-up nigga, till the op sent a shot and you was cheering for him. I'm at the age where my friendships are fragile. Glad I got a son while I'm still agile. Last night you see a man in Mayfair. Next day it's daddy daycare, and death could only be the reason that daddy ain't there. I said go and have some children, maybe you'll chill then. Or maybe you should focus on getting money until then. It's ironic boys having daughters made us real men, and all we wanna do is protect, teach and shield them. See, now I got responsibilities, I'm having flashbacks of mum being responsible for me. 38 with a 38, subtract 27, add 1, what a problem it can be. What's a life where death's the only promise you can keep? Gut feeling, my abdominal can speak. Last night it was impossible to sleep. I used to worry about the robbers and the fees, now I'm worried about the tax man. White Air Force and the money getting black man, trying to stay clean. They got me listening to rappers my age, talking like they're in their fucking late teens. See, I'm a man that's always had a vision, but being broke made me make bad decisions. What's a man with ambition and ammunition? And a mission, fuck planning permission. I'm the builder and the architect. I design it, then build it. I just still need to carpet it. I was into garage when I couldn't put a car in it. Now they asking where I've been, and the answer is I just been behind the scenes, ghostwriting. There's still me behind the bar like the barman is. There's still me behind the bar on the barbering. Bar King is still me behind half the marketing. I'm on this what's next pinnacle vibe. I swear I really wanna let all the subliminal slide. I can't. See, I'd rather put these niggas in line than put these niggas in lines. All these niggas in line. Some of the boy that got me living in the head stomach, me killing them, see, I make a living off of them. Ooh. Granny could always see the villain in my friends. I still say free the brothers like they're innocent men. I'm looking back at moments I should've cherished. The journey and the soldiers we buried. When Darren and Jordan got hitched, I had a 20 bag showing and then go to the wedding. I feel like I've got an album full of stories I really ain't supposed to be telling. I watched Nanny die slowly, I looked in her eyes and she was closer to heaven. Pronounced dead the same day I shot Proud Family. Then a year after that, cancer tried kill auntie. I don't know if I'm strong or the pain's been on hold so long. I don't know what I'm going through exactly. I'm at an age where, man, I grew up with her having heart attacks. I used to worry about arrest but not a cardiac. I'm 2 years deep in the gym now, just gave my bridge and my starter pack. Right now you're in the line waiting on the roller coaster of emotions. I'm still rolling with the punches, I only feel peace when I'm closer to an ocean. Well, well, I manifested my life from a jail cell. Then I came home and put this whole thing in motion. But I was born with it, that's how long I've had talent. Only see how far I come when I check my bank balance, it's G.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live